Welcome back, everyone, to Jeff versus the World presents Hood Classics review of X-Men 97. All right, we are back this week to knock down episode 6 and episode 7.
Yeah, because somebody was late.
Yeah.
Morning. Like, pretending like they rogue.
You know, life happens. Things, you know, things went out of my hand around that time. But we're here now. So,
I'm trying to hear all that mutant.
Well, let's talk about episode 6, Life Death, part 2. What'd you feel about that episode?
It's funny how they handle grief and loss and love in different ways, because we assume like Life Death part 2 is just going to be the conclusion of Storm regaining her powers. And actually, we got two sides of the same coin, because we got Storm going through her journey and we got to see how Professor X was moving and opening up the X-Men universe to the cosmic space stuff, which one of the things that makes X-Men so amazing is kind of like X-Men delves in a lot of topics. Like, they can get very weird when they're not doing grounded, and the difference between now and the original version is we can open up the lore more. We can drop different Easter eggs. And it's just such more. One thing I noticed watching these two episodes is that it's so much more mature than what we got.
Yeah, it definitely is.
And they're able to do more adult themes that they couldn't do on a Saturday morning cartoon. Because it's like, to be perfectly fair, we were watching this Saturday morning on Fox. Mm-hmm. So it's certain things that you can do and certain things you can't do. And we don't have those same restrictions now with Disney Plus, which is funny because people assume Disney Plus comes with like, oh, it's going to be censored and, you know, it's going to be tame. And it's like, y'all must be watching different things than we watch, because if you watch Falcon and Winter Soldier and you saw a U.S. agent with a whole bunch of blood on Captain America's shield when he beat a man to death. Like, no, when they want to go there, they'll go there. And just because it's a cartoon, it's like, it's a cartoon made for people who watched that cartoon in the 90s. We're grown now. Like, we're adults now. And it's just, they just handle things in such a nuanced way. I will say this before delving too deep into it, with Life Death, seeing Professor X, a rich, white, heterosexual, high-standing member of society being treated like a raggedy-ass immigrant was making me laugh that entire episode. They would treat him like you was a pet from the ghetto.
Mm, yeah, they would.
And it's just funny. Talking wild. And it's hilarious because a lot of people point out the X-Men is like, yes, the X-Men have shown there was kind of like, you know, civil rights, and they're out here being, you know, fighting a good fight. But a lot of mutants have pointed out like they are the model minorities. Like, yes, y'all out here being the spokesperson for mutants, but y'all all look like supermodels. None of y'all have any, you know, basically crippling disabilities that are visible. Like, you can fit in.
Yeah.
You can go to the house. And it's like a lot of people, kind of both mutants and the humans, pointed out like, yeah, y'all are the Boy Scouts. Y'all can't speak for all of us because you don't represent all of us. And I like how this series has been kind of like reinforcing that. And I like how they spaced out Life Death Part 2 with, you know, Bright Eyes, because like, give them time to breathe and mourn. Like, after going through everything he went through episode 5, if he would have jumped from 5 to 7, that would have been rough.
It would have been heavy.
Jumping from, you know, having this little respite with 6, even though 6 was actually kind of a very rough episode, gives you more time to breathe, gives you more time to learn what Storm's going through, and seeing like her heroic journey, only to end in horror, see Professor Xavier kind of like doing what he does best, teach, only for him to go into horror. Leading into episode 7, mm-hmm. where he basically gets to the point where it's kind of like, yeah, those old rules ain't working anymore. This whole, if we out here show restraint and we do things the right way, you're going to shame and the love in us. Like, that has, since episode 1, that has went out the window. Because the villains are like, we know what's coming on. This whole we work together shit's not going to end well for us, so we not even going to bother. X-Men being like, oh, you know, Professor Xavier said this, this, and that. We're going to try it this way. And as episodes going on, you start noticing like, eh, it ain't really working no more. And yeah. By the time you get to this episode, and you notice people come out, we'd help you, but think about the optics.
Oh, Cap.
I can't. Not just Cap. Cap and the president.
We can't do that right now, but you know, we still cool.
Yeah, it's like, you know, I represent the United States. Imagine how that look. We invading the country and I'm helping a mutant. Like, you know, it's kind of rough out there. And it's like, you hear where he's coming from, but you a mutant. Especially, we dove into it, it's like, it's the fact that it's rogue makes it a lot more potent, because it's like, I'm sure they remember what happened with Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
So it's like they kind of looking at Rogue like, yeah, I know who he used to roll with. I know he's rolling with now, so it's gonna be kind of like shaky. But the fact that, and a lot of people pointing out, is like people making jokes saying they love or hate the fact that Captain America is one of those greatest people in Marvel Comics, but whenever the X-Men deal with him, they treat him like a cop.
She called him Super Cop. Yeah. What?
Like they just read him for filth, and it's like, that ain't how Cap would move. And it's like, I'm like, sometimes it is. Like,
to them?
Right. Yeah, it's like Cap will do the right thing, but it's like, we saw the MCU, it's like, yeah, Cap was out here. I ain't just going to do everything S.H.I.E.L.D. tell me to do because I believe in law and order. But at the same time, he defended his friend who probably murdered MLK in that universe. Because that's his friend. Like, there's some nuance involved in that. And the president's saying, wait, well, you know, I don't like how you're talking to me. I'm trying to help you because it's election year. You know, they elect somebody else, they're going to hate you more. And I'm thinking about that and hearing about how the optics are like, why don't you chill out, relax? And Scott is like, it must be nice that you can do that. Like, we out here getting massacred and you out here worry about how things look, like you want us to smile and be cool. Mm-hmm. Especially considering we're doing the episode and you look online and including UT Austin, like it is, there are troops and cops on college campuses trying to, you know, pull out billy clubs on students who are out speaking against genocide. That's happening right now. Yeah. While we watching the episode, basically talking about people saying, I know y'all almost died and I know genocide just happened, but why don't y'all smile and be cool while we try to work this out? Mm-hmm. The fact that it's happening that same day is like, they wrote this along, like, it's, that's what stands about X-Men. Like, it is so prescient now about what they're talking about. And you can say it's woke or you can say whatever. I'm like, no, it's life. We are seeing it right now. They are dealing with life stuff in a way that other cartoons weren't able to do it. And they are not, they're not pussyfooting around it. They being heavy-handed, because you need to be heavy-handed. They deal with grief and loss. Like, that scene with Rogue and Nightcrawler was, ugh.
It was rough. But
it was just extremely rough. And it was, like, heartfelt. And it's, like, adding Nightcrawler to the team just adds so much to it, because it's, like, I mean, he's an OG X-Men. He adds an element that's missing. And I'm glad that they've reinforced that relationship with him and Rogue, because it's needed. Seeing how Scott and Jean kind of like navigating stuff, like, yeah, we've been through stuff and feel different now. Like, we're adults. We know we're going through some things. We're doing the best we can to kind of navigate things, and we're trying to handle it. Like, you see how Scott's kind of like leaning more toward, you know, you know, like Malcolm Summers. Like, he getting more and more
strident. Oh, you noticing it too?
Yeah. Like, uh-huh. He getting more and more strident. Like, you know, Xavier's dream ain't working. That shit is not working. And like, and the enemies are telling you, like, you know, they look at Professor, like the Shi'ar look at Professor Xavier is like, you out here trying to tell us how to live? Like, who are you? Like, you're from the ghetto. We've been doing it for a long time. You came to us. Like, we, because he out here, like, y'all built on lies and y'all just colonized and everything like that. And they're looking at him like, yeah, and? Like, what you, basically, what you gonna do about it? Like, you, the way you work and you sound like a madman. And for all the talkers, like, maybe we can find a different way and a different path to acceptance, he finds out that his family, he left home, are growing through it. And all that dream talk he talking, like, blew up in his face. like they are running away from the fact that it's like, yeah, Professor Dream don't, and even the comics kind of did that, like the civil rights movement, a lot of strong the talking points about it was trying to shame people into doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you show people how to come across, eventually they'll find empathy and they'll realize that what they're doing is wrong and they'll want to do the right thing because they want to be right people. And there was a time when that worked because people had shame. But somebody pointed out that don't work. Like if someone doesn't have shame, that don't work. And now people do not have shame. Trust me. If Martin Luther King was trying to do what he's doing now, that shit would not work. Because we are not the same type of people. We don't have shame. We don't. You can't shame people to do the right thing. They will lie in your face and make you look like a villain. Like, they would lie in his face. But there's enough people that saw the truth to kind of like, nah, what you're doing is wrong. But it took a long time to get there. Now, people make, nah, what's the problem? Why are you out here doing what you're doing? Like, you watch the news and you see kids out here speaking against genocide, college students, and you got a bunch of troops dressed like John Wick villains. It's like, we know how that look. Like, we've seen enough movies and history books to kind of like, you got that uniform on, 30 years from now, people going to be looking at you like, what was you doing? Like, we know that now. And the fact that people kind of like defending that is like, that's the difference. Like, we have history to know that's wrong. And people still trying to tell us anyway that that's not wrong. X-Men is kind of like, the villains are like, you know what? Nah, y'all, we ain't waiting on y'all. Y'all talking that goofy shit all y'all want. We know how this end. We ain't wasting time. We moving different. And I don't know if you recognize the voice of Bastion. Did you?
No, I didn't.
So you've been watching the Gentleman TV show?
No. Okay. I ain't started it yet.
So, same guy that's like the head character of the Gentleman. And also, he was one of the heroes of Underworld movie. Theo James. He's in Divergent movies.
Theo James. Let me see. Okay.
Gotcha. And he was playing that sassy and creepy. Like, when the last time you saw an X-Men villain just murder somebody?
Oh, I remember, buddy. Yeah, from the Divergent movies. Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay.
Like, he put Garrick to the upper room. Nothing flashy. I'm just going to strangle you. I'm going to suffocate you. When last time you seen that in an X-Men cartoon?
I mean, hey.
Never.
Never, yeah.
When you see Rogue like, oh, you don't got nothing for me? All right. You want to die so much, you fine.
Yeah, I did not expect that shit at all.
And I don't know what's funnier or more surprising. The fact that she did it or the fact that everybody was kind of beside Morph was like cool with it. Because Morph was like, this is who we are now. It's like, he had it coming because guess what? Nightcrawler and Jean could have did something if they wanted.
Oh, yeah. That's what I thought, too. Like Logan said, she did what we all wanted to do.
Uh-huh. And it was like, I was laughing because Nightcrawler, Rogue, what did you do? You a teleporter. You could have
bamfed.
Splat. Yeah. Oh, no, Rogue. You dropped him. Like,
why didn't you stop him, Sugar?
And it's just wild where it's kind of like, it felt justified, but you would never expect to see that in a cartoon. Or you wouldn't expect it. Let me put it this way. It'd be like if we were watching Winter Soldier and they kick Sitwell off the roof and Falcon didn't save him.
Mm-hmm.
It would just see you so damn out of place. Like, you know, they're the heroes. It's like, you're not used to heroes like being flawed. And it's like, these are flawed people. Like Rogue was pissed. She had a lot of grief and she had a whole bunch of people telling her not to be pissed. It's like, no, I'm done with all that. You reach the point where it's like, you're done with all that. Beast, whole thing. Smile. Be nice. Bitch, you see where we at?
Yeah, he wasn't having it with her ass.
Like, it's like, I know y'all here trying to be cool, but you like, it's come off like, oh, well, we just trying to make you look in a good light. Maybe if you smile, people appreciate you more. And it's like, ain't nothing to smile about.
Ain't nothing sweet out here, baby.
Like, you see out here, we are burying bodies. We are like, this was going to be our future. It's in the dust. They're going to They gonna keep on moving, and all y'all worry about is like, well, optics. Why can't they handle this? I'm trying to go back to watching Netflix. Why don't y'all mutants just kind of like relax while we work things out? And it was like, it's easy to say that when it ain't you on the line. And this whole series, this whole season's been kind of like, you saw a dream, you saw people not cool with that dream. They went all about to destroy that dream, and then everybody else was kind of like tolerant about it, like you know, as long as it don't affect me. And boy, if that's not prescient to stuff you go through as a minority, like when black people go through stuff, it's like, oh, I know y'all want rights and stuff, but you had Obama, like, you can protest, don't be violent about it. Maybe we'll come around doing this. Like, I ain't trying to hear all that. If you're in Palestine, you ain't got time for that. Like, wait for what? Like, maybe they'll be nice. Maybe they'll smile. Like, it's no, they not. The villains are telling you, we ain't gonna be nice. We not gonna smile. We trying to wipe you off the mat. Sinister out here talking about getting mad, talking about, well, I would have did it this way. And Bastion, like, that's because you an old school villain. Like, we like you out here, like, you that 1980 shit. This is 2024. This is the PS5 era, baby. Like, I got this. And this is wild seeing Sinister be talked down upon by somebody who's not Apocalypse. And it makes sense for Bastion to be the villain, because that's, you know, the last three episodes is going to be a three-parter. And OZT, if you can stand for, is Operation Zero Tolerance. And that was also a legendary X-Men storyline. And before we get into the episodes, Bastion kind of like is an awesome villain for this story, because it's different when you see the Sentinels like a big robot that's like abstract. And it's like, oh, you're getting a metallic state puff marshmallow man stepping on you. It's dangerous, but it's abstract. When you said Sentinel look like a human being, was like, you know what? Why I get a robot to do what I can do it myself? I'm cutting out the middle man. That's way more dangerous. Some postal worker is like, you know what? I can get the government to do it, or I can do it. Who do you think they're going to choose? Somebody that really hates you. They ain't going to wait for somebody else to do it. They're going to wait for you to do it.
I mean, well, that's true.
You know, that's why I always laugh when people be talking about that whole, oh, you know, MLK talk about the most person they disappointed about is the moderate that don't do nothing. I'm like, man, that sound all nice, but he didn't get killed by, no. I worry about the extremists. I worry about the Klan, because they actually try to murder me. The dude that ain't saying nothing, that's fine. He can be there and be useless all he want. The dude with a hood on, or the dude with a water hook trying to blow up my house, no. He the most dangerous. You want to know why? Because he trying to blow up my house right now. And that's what this is establishing. Like, yes, I can out here pay. I could pass a bill and have them build Sentinels and have the Sentinels clean it. But what if you turn me into a Sentinel? Then I could do it myself. You know how I know most people do that? Because I live in Texas. And you know how people get down in Texas. Like, Texas people, I'm talking about law and order, but guess who got guns? Guess who like having a lot of guns? Because it's like, yeah, if the cops are here, that's great. But I ain't waiting for the cops to do something if I could do it myself. That's how a lot of people move. Like, why wait for somebody else to handle something I can handle myself? And that's how the villains are moving this series.
Well, I don't think it's nothing else to do, but let's get into these episodes.
Yeah, and shout out to Storm. Y'all can stop complaining about the afro.
Do you mean the mohawk?
I mean, yes, I don't know. I said Afro, the mohawk, and it's like, yes, it's wild where they were in the bag with the 1970s costumes, because it's like Nightcrawler has never really had to change his look. He was perfect from Jump Street. Storm was basically perfect from Jump Street. Marvel Girls, Phoenix, like, you know, Phoenix costume, perfect. Wolverine's costume was perfect. It was like seeing Storm look like down a cartoon. Basically being like, you know, an anime magic woman, you know, bike, you know, having the homage to Man of Steel flight. It's like, that's just so damn awesome. My Forge out here fighting for his life. She like, I got to get my fit on first. I get to you when I get to you.
Yeah, man. She was out there being flossy.
You know, and I don't want to, we was talking about so much about episodes, you know, this episode that's happened. I don't want to sleep on that part. Like Storm, you know, basically having that journey kind of like, the biggest obstacle I had was fighting myself. Like, part of me didn't want to have my powers because I was afraid of being me.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to get over that. And once I got over that to realize who I could truly be, now it's on. And same, and it's like, that was just awesome.
And man, by the time the episode ended, when she gets to the point of seeing what happened in Genosha, it's like, fuck, because it's more pain from her because, you know, she wasn't there. She couldn't help it. She's seeing everything that went down. It's like, damn it.
I could have dissed it. A lot of people was like saying, you know, I could have dissed stuff different. How they was handling Rogue was like, yeah, you need to worry about Rogue. If you seen what I seen, you know why she mad. And shout out to Emma Frost. No matter what happens, she gonna
be all right.
She gonna serve.
Yeah.
Make sure I get the lipstick on. And also just the heartbreak is kind of like how they handle, like, you know, I was hoping it was Madeline and Jean, like, accepting and understanding that instead of fighting that.
Yeah.
Like, yes. Y'all gonna have a connection. I realized that. I understand. I'm a grown up. We can be grown ups. That's how you know Jean a grown up. She used her power. She didn't faint.
Oh. Let's not forget my favorite part. Cable, save it, Dad.
I don't got time for all this. You know, it's Cable. As soon as he come out, the music start playing, and it was like, yes. Oh, Cable, you ain't my mom.
Uh-huh, you ain't her.
You ain't her. It's like, Cable cannot help being a dick. Did you ever read X-Force?
You know, skittish. Not really. I
read it when it first came out, because that's when, like, the X-Men really blew up in the 90s. And X-Force, you know, everything mutant was, like, a big thing. And that's when New Mutants turned to X-Force. And one thing I remember about Cable was he was just a dickhead. He was, like, always just a gruff-ass, we're soldiers. Got time, like, I'm not Xavier. You're going to have to do some stuff sometimes. Stop whining. Basically, Batman with a gun and less patience was Cable.
Well,
it's just funny how the show always kept that, because it's like, yes, I mean, I guess if you grew up the way Cable grew up, you'd probably be kind of gruff too. But he was looking like, there ain't no family. Yeah, oh, it's you. You mean, you ain't got time for all that.
At least I ain't got to hear. Clock. I ain't hear that motherfucker go, Tyler.
give it. He ain't got time for all that.
Yeah. All right. So we about to run episode 6, Life After Death Part 2. And 5. Life Death Part 2. 5. See, that say I'm a 90s kid.
Get sued like you got to get in trouble like Drake did.
Oh my God. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play. Marvel Animation.
Yes, I'm not skipping the intro. And I like how it's kind of like you swap, how they swap out people and bring in people. It's like, yeah, no Magneto, no Gambit, but Nightcrawler.
Man, I told my wife, I said, man, I don't miss Gambit, man. I like Gambit.
Everybody like, oh, this is going to go back in time and bring him back. It's like, how you know? Oh, he's going to be back. He's going to be deaf. He's going to be a Horseman of Apocalypse. I'm like, you hoping? The cartoon can do whatever they want to do. Like, if Gambit don't come back, Gambit don't come back. Because guess what? When we seen Bishop?
I mean, this show seems like that they may be going in the route of stuff matters that happen on here. Yeah. So that Gambit death gonna matter.
Yeah. Oh, here you go, Charles. Uh-huh. It's Bird Bay. Oh, also, this is sad. It's like, Charles is a pervert. She'd be like, I'm your pet. You know, I don't got a problem with that. She's like, you know, you can bark later.
Look,
like,
man, I mean, look, man. I mean, it's with his baby.
Nasty ass.
It's with his boo.
And I just like how it's like, oh, so y'all seen MCU, so y'all know who Ronan is. So we can add him.
Right. No explanation needed.
Yeah. Yeah, like you know how the Shi'ar get down? Space colonizers. And it's like we were seeing the Shi'ar fight the Kree. As they have done plenty of times. Because the Shi'ar, how they get down there is, you're going to be part of the Empire. Like, we're going to make you be part of the Empire.
Get down or lay down.
Yeah, we are super gentrifiers. That's it. Growing catch L's in every universe.
You know, I can't fuck with Shorty. She said, ghetto. Wait a minute.
Milky Way ghetto.
I'm like, wait a minute.
Just Imperial Guard shows up, including Gladiator. Like, just put your guns down.
Please.
also Easter egg, like if you know, you know, and if you don't know, you don't know. It's like, wait a second, is that Vulcan? Mm-hmm. Is that the third Summers brother? And Ronan is still trying to talk trash. And it's funny how Deathbird talking a lot of trash when she a mutant herself. Yeah, because spoiler alert, yes, the Shi'ar do are avian race, but most of them don't have wings.
All right.
She does. And talents. And it's just wild how that relationship between Deathbird and Lord Landra's like, I know my sister pain in the ass, but family, family.
Damn, Rony, you out there, you assed out. You really are fucked up in the universe. Yeah. Look at him. Hey, Gabriel.
Lined up.
Gabriel like, let me bust his ass right now.
And she like, who are you? Know, I'm out here trying to serve face. Why are you interrupting me? Oh, it's your sister. It's like, oh, I guess I got to talk to her. Stepping on his face.
Oh, my God.
Yes. So right before she about to put Ronan out his misery. Yes, it's like, well, I'm just like, guess what? Remember that orphan I found?
Yeah.
That helped us save the universe with the Phoenix? He's healthy. No ordinary Terran. He's one of the good ones.
Yeah, man, about to.
Yeah. Just watch this episode and treat Professor Xavier like he's Jackie Robinson. And then think about how much he was laughing the way they talk about him.
Nah, I'd rather not. I really rather that.
You remember that? He ain't no ordinary Terran. He a special one. And I'm going to show you how special he is because I'm going to marry him.
They're like, what the fuck?
You marry who? A pet? What's his credit score?
Yeah, right.
A new emperor. Like, he was in the chair.
Man said, no, I can swag out in these little boots.
Got my magic suit on. Professor Charles Xavier.
I got the... He got the Lieutenant Dan legs. Yeah. To the Dans, you got new legs.
It's like, oh, look at my new man, Professor Xavier. Like,
they like, I guess.
They all look at your like, word.
You don't like a bird to me.
Yeah. And shit, and Death Bird, like, you gotta be shitting me.
Not this motherfucker.
And yeah, Charles, no. He's like talking that trash.
He like, man, you think your people really like me like that?
No, I'm out here trying to talk that talk. Hope it work. She like, you ain't no regular human. You special. You my boo.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I know all that.
Yeah, it's like, why don't we go island? You know, I'll chill out. I know some place, you know, Earth. We go up here to Cancun. Yeah, like, why don't you know? You think about moving? She like, psst.
We can go back to Earth, baby.
She like, why are you talking to me like that? Like, you know what it's about.
I ain't going to your Milky Way ghetto.
Milky Way ghetto.
I feel like all of them said that shit about Earth.
I mean, we've had aliens here. It is like, I ain't coming here. He's like, to my family, it's like, oh, you know, like, you remember how your family used to move, right? You talking about family. And you got to think about how much game Professor Xavier got to pull a Landra.
Yeah.
Yes. Like, once we cross the creek. Yeah, it's like, once I'm done doing this colonizer stuff, you get out here teaching the right way to move things. Yeah, be a peacekeeper like you did with your little students. And you're like, oh, we was just playing make-believe. I thought it was real.
All right, come on, let's take the legs off.
Yeah, like all ruling make-believe. And I'm just like, look, we adults. We all got to play roles to get what we need to get. We can be ourselves here, be an adult. He like, come on, you know, Brooklyn.
We don't do that here, Charles.
Yeah, and it's like, look, your students will be just fine. Uh-huh. They all right.
Teacher got to let the kids go. Come on now.
He's like, I listened to you. Look what happened, bitch. I let them go.
I still got more classes to teach.
Damn it, no. They was drinking, making love, drinking wine.
These are not my students.
Meanwhile, the adversaries out here like, don't listen to this. Don't listen to this man.
Uh-huh.
You work with the white man. You trust in him? Like, think about why he's helping.
Man, this man is assed out. Look at that shit. Uh-huh. Oh my God.
That's what happened. You don't put no aloe on there.
put some vapor rub on that shit.
Yeah. She's like, you know, Forge, this on Forge. Let him die.
Oh my goodness. I cannot. I like him.
Uh-huh. Come on, put your back into it. Without them overalls on.
You stupid.
Yeah, so it's like, no pill for my poison. Like, you know, Forge brought this on himself. You need to save you.
Ah, man, it don't be that way. Forge trying to clean up his mess.
Like you're not an X-Man no more. Like, what happened when you was an X-Man? Said, kiss the hand that beat you. She reading store for filth.
Oh.
You know how that, like, let me out.
Oh, God, do not close a door on her ass.
Help her. Let her ask. Like, that's why you rush for death. You fear living.
She's like, shut up.
You said, remember we said, gee, I wonder how it would be human. It's tempted daydream.
Yeah.
She's like, I didn't mean it like that. Pretty said, much. I mean it like that.
Pretty much. No. Let's be out of here.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Look at your family. Who you follow. Forge and Robin, your gifts, you didn't want them. Like, you gave up. You washed. You're done. You're washed. It's over.
Damn.
And also, it's wild that she's doing both voices. Oh, look at him. He's like, yeah, I talked to Dr. Strange.
When I saw that, I was like, wait a minute.
He no magic.
Pretty much. That's what I was like. Are you fucking with Strange or something?
Like, I know they had the dark hole. What's up?
My mother. Yeah. Oh,
My mama used to walk in the same class with Dr. Sebi.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, see, I guess he drinks sea moss too. My desert magic, nah, boy, scamming in Arizona.
Jesus.
Yeah. Nah.
Give them their ring and book back for Dr. Strange. Go ahead and fuck y'all up.
Now I love you because you say it for me. Like, your mama book can kill your ass. Your modern medicine ain't going to do it. And I got to find a magic cactus. Now I'm the most time world. If you don't find this, the magic, you know, it's called the Umar root.
Man, you need to go take a nap.
Now she love him.
Uh-huh. She couldn't help herself.
Now they got to be like, well, Landry, what you doing with this human? Yeah, man, speaks to me if I'm your pet. Not entirely speaks of thought. Yeah, this ain't your mama's X-Men cartoon.
Uh-huh.
If you do that freaky shit in the bedroom, she probably be barking like a bird. I can just imagine, you know what? I can just imagine how nasty someone like Charles Xavier would be.
Yeah. I mean, you know what? Him and Scott both would move nasty.
Well, Scott was an orphan.
And his daddy's out here
playing, pretending to be Peter Quill. Oh, I'm Jack Sparrow. I got a cat woman.
Listen, man, the sky was calling, the galaxy was calling out to him.
Okay, it's like, look, everything good. If it ain't broke, don't break it, baby. And here comes Deathbird.
Uh-oh.
She does, you know, if you want to keep on messing around, somebody else could be in charge.
She going to say the quiet part out loud.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Yeah, this definitely got a Starscream Megatron vibe. By an alliance with an inferior world. Basically, you all mess up the bloodline. Yeah, it's like, all right, we're going to be adults. that Professor Xavier, like, we can decide what we want. Like, yeah, home. Our home. I ain't mean that. Yeah, I'm just saying.
She like,
Milky Way ghetto.
Watch them eyes. Watch your eyes do that.
I saw that.
I don't know about her. I gotta watch Deathbird. She's moving kind of nasty with that word, with them words.
Nashyar passed us a loyalty to make sure you down with the crown. It's like, no, a child's my own choosing. I want you to forget about Earth and all your X-Men.
I bet she told you, fuck them.
Now, that was a nasty-ass request.
I mean, yeah, it was.
And the worst part of Lalandra was like, if you love me, you know.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. Well,
if you love me, yeah, you'd be willing to do that. He like, huh?
Because he was thinking about it. He was like, nah. And my X-Men? And Jean?
You asking too much, baby.
Magneto? Magnus? And she's like, well, if you don't, we know where you roll. Nah, they was out here like, you really want to be here. You got to move like we really move. Your name, Toby. Like I said, they treat him like he Kunta Kinte. Later, like, you know, art is a sign of insanity and deviance. So they showing their whole religion. Like, bond cultures into one and unity. You know how they way they bond cultures? Gentrification.
Nasty word.
It's like, yeah, we just work in harmony. You know how? We take over. So now y'all speak what we speak. It's like, what is united? One half must be raised for the sake of the whole. It's like, peace, peace, baby. But it's wild having Gladiator and Xavier at this conversation because, like, Gladiator represents the Shi'ar. He part of Shi'ar Empire. Guess what? He ain't a Shi'ar.
Yeah.
I don't see anybody else looking like that, but it is what it is.
Man, so I'm different. Hey, baby. What y'all out here doing talking about?
Like, do you love me, Charles?
Give up your X-Men.
Yeah, but...
But why I gotta be all that, baby?
Like, you fought to be tolerated. You nearly killed for it. Like, let that go. You got good hair. You can walk. You be the emperor. You got me. Let me tell you something. If I figured Magneto had the X-Men cool and they grown, I ain't going back.
You ain't going back?
No, I ain't going back. For what?
I think you would go back.
No, I wouldn't. I thought you knew me.
Because, man, you still got lessons to teach.
No, I know.
Oh, my goodness.
Magnus teaching them. He got the syllabus.
Oh, he got it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So he got the syllabus. You ain't shit.
Yeah. And he like, you know. Got less, like, you know,
man.
You right. Thinking about it too.
Man, damn bad. Look at them bandages. They all purple and shit.
I mean, he got bit by a demon bird. So
I don't have much time.
He out there getting Jonah Hex's old shit. Like, yeah, old. Yeah, Storm is like, don't you got no pride? Yeah. You out here working with people who murdered your kind. You out here just chilling.
I came with you because I know you got to go in a hole. I ain't want to leave you alone.
Yeah, Ford's in a whole bunch of I'm sorry, like he Robin Thicke.
Stop.
I'm sorry lying for you. I'm sorry deceiving you.
Listen.
I'm sorry bringing this demon bird. Yeah, guess what? It don't work on Paula Patton neither. Cause guess who didn't go back?
I mean, look, man, he tried. He tried to say he was sorry.
Yeah. He sure did. We all there to see it.
Yeah. That was the worst part. It's better when that shit is private.
Yeah. Stone was like, you know, I'm better being the way I am because it's my authentic self.
Like, he pulled her in and said, come here, baby, let me tell you something.
Yeah, worst weapons wasn't bullets and blankets, but the lies they told us make us believe wrong was right.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's how you were. He was on your All Might when he was first getting better.
Damn right, I was on my damn All Might. Shit.
Yeah, 7:30 come, and he was like dark man.
Truth be told, I got over that shit yet. I just have good days or bad days.
You standing right there, Dasha. It's like we gonna get LaLandra to do it, so we need a. That's all memories, your life there, your I do.
Uh huh.
And of your X Men.
And of your brother and sister.
They refuse this. Uh huh. We saw No Way Home. No, you not gotta think about MJ and Ned. Stop talking, Peter.
It's taking so long, man.
He hesitates. He don't want to do it. He ain't down for the cause.
Yeah, a bitch.
Uh huh. It's like Batman Begins. He ain't part of League of Shadows.
Get out the way. Why she push him like that?
Cause she know he ain't shit.
Damn.
Like you are dramatic. No, Deathbird is out here is like, we been doing just fine. And we got into a monkey.
Damn.
And Barrier Freak Flu is like, yeah, she acts like a freezer. A lower class, a mutant. That bird out here like, we ain't laying with this filth. Get your damn hands off of you, dirty ape.
Hey, man, Charles, come on, get up, Chuck. You got to sit these folks down.
Uh-huh. Yeah, glad they're like, if you don't sit your dumb ass down.
Damn.
This is wild. It's like, I'm surprised Rogue was able to kind of go toe-to-toe.
Yeah, that's a bad motherfucker.
Yes. What if Superman had a mohawk? And less scruples.
Hey.
Oh, shit. That's my man. You know, you want to talk about a dysfunctional family. It's like DeKen, Lalandra, and Deathbird.
I mean, no worse than the Charles family.
They ain't saying much. His family trash, too.
Yeah.
Charles like, all right, y'all did things y'all way. I'm going to do things my way. We're going to go back to class.
They should just stop playing Gangsta Paradise right here.
Oh, I you had fun with that.
Didn't I
you?
Did. I really did. Apple. And is this witchcraft?
Please raise your hand if you have a question. Like, I use my psychic abilities to put you in the astral plane. I'm going to teach y'all how we need to move now. All that fisticuff shit is old.
All right, Chuck.
I'm going to show you why I'm called Professor Xavier. Like, I have a real degree. Thank you. What are you going to do, a fist fight?
No.
Fighting with the tools he got.
It's getting tight.
Yeah. You going to get it? You love your man? You love that self-hating native?
That man said he made
it. I was mad. Yeah, I was sad.
He was upset.
I know it's going to be like that. Oh, now you got no flashlight. It's like, uh-huh. You had to be the bigger woman. Like, look at you. That's how I be talking to y'all on Twitter. Look at you, y'all trying to be heroes.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh.
So that's how you talking to y'all, trying to be heroes. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Nobody on Twitter trying to be a hero.
That's y'all. Y'all trying to be heroes to yourselves. I got to prove I'm right. And I'm fighting the good fight.
Find a good fight of what?
I have no idea. Convincing strangers that y'all are heroes.
Oh, you talking about what you tweeted.
Yeah. Look at you. You had to be above it, though. I'm going to show you how it really is. Storming like enough of this. Like, I'm a real ass woman. And you've been fucking with the wrong one. It's feel like Storm turned to Angela Bassett with the speech.
She's seeing her man.
It
wasn't
just a weapon, it was me.
What D?
Is that lie I believed?
Forge, like, I did.
Don't have confidence in yourself, you DB.
Forge, I'm about to die. And she got to give her speech and be flossy about it.
Erisa is like, look, if you fight back, they're gonna murder you.
All right, guess that's the way it's gonna be.
That's how it's gonna be. Exciting music plays. I love that caption. Like, let them thunder. For I am lightning. Talking about how Storm changed her hair, her outfit. Because she can. That's why. Y'all asking stupid ass questions. How she do that? Because she did. That's how she did it. And like, man, you can see a damn thunderstorm from space.
Storm.
Out here flying like she's Superman.
Remember, folks, she's on mega level. So she different.
What's good though? Oh yeah. Ooh. You think you ever see it? Yeah, you better see that outfit on Fox.
Yeah, I didn't never think I was gonna see the black outfit, so just seeing it. Ooh. And she like,
yeah, I gotta fly, scared of horses for sports, just die. Like, I'm gonna have some fun.
She is definitely
driver's license. I got my driver's license back.
She is definitely on her Beyonce right now.
Yes, I need to slay. Forge was already sick.
a few more minutes.
Now Forge is like, damn, it took long enough. I like your hair. Where the demons were reflections of our fear and shame.
Let me put some of this goo gop on you.
Yeah, I wonder how much you don't let Big Pharma get that. Should be $5,000 a dose.
Oh, we got this stuff to get rid of cancer. Word.
Yeah, that's how the X-Men is on Krakoa. Like, you know, you're going to have to take this because, you know, you don't want diabetes no more, right? We got these apples.
Right.
You don't want, yeah.
Hey, baby, where you going?
Like, yeah, that's why you're out here flying around.
Oh, no.
What the hell?
Oh my goodness.
Imagine that. You finally get your life back on track better than ever.
My squad.
You find that happen. And here, Professor Xavier. I'm going to tell y'all how to move the right way. Your arrogant ass. Yeah, Death Force. Like, we get our might from stepping on roaches like you. Stuck up.
Oh, shit. And put the apple in the mouth.
Yeah, our harvest is a stolen world. Younger culture has not been tilled to death. Empire probably on. So their whole thing is like this: we nip y'all in the bud, so y'all don't become competitors. So you strike up in knees and claim you can walk in. Boy, they America. They are basically Great Britain. That's who they are. A snake, all right. You know what? Let me tell you something. He ain't wrong. But who are y'all to lecture us?
I mean, points for me.
Ron tells a lie. We must pull his word from one another. For me to be more, you must be less. And they're like, that's how y'all move too. Like, that ain't how I move. I can move a better way. Who me? Like, we made these rules. We made these make believe. So he's like, we can do things another way. We can teach people how to just be equals. And they're like, man,
save all that goofy shit.
Yeah. Russell's like, hey, it might be messy, but it'll work long term. Definitely, like, whatever.
Yeah, she over.
Yeah. And I got to be honest, I was not feeling this speech. I know where he was coming from, but I'd be like, man, you shut your ass up.
Get out, Shahid.
You gonna tell us how to move? Oh, cause it's gonna be better. Like, based on proof, okay, it's better, huh? Yeah. You sure it's better?
Oh my goodness.
Gambit. Yeah, I should get you a hint. It was Gambit, not Magneto. No! They were dancing, drinking wine, making love!
Yeah, that babe was upset.
My children. My children, they had them destroyed.
I gotta go.
I failed.
I gotta get the fuck up out of here. Darling.
I gotta go home. What about the Emperor? What a bitch, home.
But what about us?
We so close.
Fuck all that.
So damn selfish.
And then he worrying about his children?
Fuck them kids.
Oh my goodness. Y'all heard it first. Y'all know it's your hero.
Yeah, he chose like the whole thing. He's always going to be down with his con first.
Take me home, bitch.
Basically.
Oh shit.
Meanwhile, his punk ass, they called him Walmart Oppenheimer.
That man just trying to get the fuck up out of there.
I know it's gonna be like that.
Fucking with this motherfucker. How did you think it was gonna be? I mean, just look at him. It's fucking sinister. How do you expect this to go?
But his name is Mr. Sinister. Don't fret the future. Oh, yeah, good. Like we just getting started, baby. As you place your faith in Sinister. So that's how you figure out what happened with the Sentinels. Mr. Sinister convinced Trask to use his DNA, go to Genosha, handle business. Oh, I didn't know it was going to be like that. Ain't that what you wanted?
All right. So,
everybody think they know what they want, so they actually get it. Yeah.
Oh, it's episode 7.
Yeah. I can eat a 30-pound burger by myself in 30 minutes. Let's get the recap.
No.
Like, you think you can. I would never do nothing that damn dumb. Because even if you accomplish it, your gut's going to be jacked for a week.
Yeah, I don't think I want to try that.
Oh, we forgot to mention the whole, oh, we knew he was a mutant, but keep that to yourself. I won't mess up with the stock prices. I just talking to Sunspot.
Oh, yeah. You skipped the recap, right?
Yeah. I was like, ew. Yeah, you're a mutant. It's fine. We know shit. You burned down our house 4 times, but we can't mess up the price of the brick.
What's your timestamp?
My timestamp is 1:48.
Shit.
Yeah, I'm watching the opening.
Okay. I am at 1:56.
So that's okay. So I'm currently at 2:05 now.
Well, fuck, so I'm just a couple
I'll pause.
Seconds.
I'll pause.
All right, I'm on 2:05 now.
Okay, yeah. So they had the funeral.
It's rough.
That's how you knew storm was there. It's raining.
See, I was hurt when I saw. I said, "Oh man, I thought he was gonna be back."
Who?
Gambit.
How?
Man, I didn't know. I didn't know a Bishop was coming back. Cable was going to do something. I just didn't expect him to really be gone.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Look at Belladonna Light. Look what y'all did to my Remy.
What, his brother there too?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You got the tie. You know what's going to happen. You don't have it.
Uh-huh. You supposed to marry me, Remy.
Bishop Kurt Wagner. Gambit had endless faith and potential. It's like, oh, this was a touching eulogy too.
Yeah, it was sweet.
Because you know they were homies. And it's funny, it stabs enough like how close they were, so to have this happen is even more heartbreaking. That's a sinner beyond saving.
That
was the biggest bluff. Modesty was his.
That motherfucker pulled up Genosha, I could tell. Ha ha ha! That motherfucker knew Nightcrawler was excited.
Yeah, my homie, my sister. Bishop was like, I told you about him.
Stupid.
That assassin got what he deserved.
Jesus. Assassin.
Assassin!
That man was bad.
Yeah, so as when we first saw the trailer for X-Men 97, we wondered who that coffin was for.
Yeah.
For Xavier? Nah, it was for Gambit.
I can't believe that bitch ain't here. Jubilee upset.
Yeah.
People deal with grief in different ways.
Yeah. It's a lonely war. If I would know, it'd be Wolverine.
Right.
Like, bro, God, figure out. Logan, you were spared with, like, if you seen what we seen, then you need to listen to Jubilee. Yeah, like, she going through it. She bust out the X-Men versus Street Fighter moveset.
Okay. I'm glad I wasn't the only one who noticed that.
Yeah, it's like that whole thing. They put Easter eggs in. They know who watching.
Because I didn't even say that. Because I'm like, dude, I don't know if a lot of people going to notice this shit.
It's like the ones who do, that's who it's for. That's the perfect Easter egg. Like, mm-hmm. They don't beat you over the head with it, but if you know, you know.
Seriously, what did they think they were going to do?
It's wild. It's like Thunderbolt Ross. it's like, it's wild how when the X-Men first came on, it was the X-Men, and every now and then they have like non-X-Men stuff, but normally like, you know, non-speaking cameos. And this is like, we got the MCU bag. We can do what we want.
Yeah, pretty
we
much.
We got everybody. We ain't got to worry about licensing.
Damn.
How here beating up a tank with another tank.
Yeah, she mad.
She gonna do what you gonna do, Ross? Uh-huh. Why don't you call Iron Man?
Why don't you turn it to the Red Hulk? Do something.
He ain't there yet. Stop spoiling, folks. Stop spoiling stuff. Y'all hear y'all comic people think y'all so smart. Why Harrison Ford turning red? Yeah, always easy, always breaking in prison, easier than breaking out. Ross is like, well, I'm dealing with your kind. I thought you mutants was heroes.
Yeah, but this is what happened.
You know how you look at people that ain't human.
Uh-huh. Listen, I know
you
how
you had your chance. You know I used to roll with the villains.
That man was on a war hunt for Hulk. So I know how he treat mutants.
Yeah, it's like we help enough, we can't help no more. It's election year coming up.
Scott ain't trying to hear this shit.
Folks are frightened. We can't be shown just keep giving money to mutants. Scared folks see me helping your kind, you know. Just optics.
Just yeah, it don't optics. Look good, baby, you know. Gotta give us some time, Scotty.
Look at you. Those that look more human, you will be focused on death over pose.
Scott showing them tendencies where they could get to a point and get to that point where everybody is clamoring for it, too.
Yeah. And the president like, look, it could be somebody worse than me. You better vote. Stop acting that.
He said, you better vote.
Yeah. He basically said that, like, you know, person being the seat, he really hates y'all black asses. That shows some respect. Like Magneto saw him coming. He was out here. Y'all out here trying to be nice. You got to keep your head on the swivel.
Mm-hmm.
So did Madeline. Look at them being adults talking about adult stuff. Oh, yeah, how they established how close Storm and Jean were in a way that the first cartoon never did. It's like,
right?
We're going through some stuff. We got to be team, you know. Team.
Team first. So they say.
These when dreaming matters most. I can't wait till Cyclops like the dream is dead. We doing things my way.
I don't think nobody ready for that.
Twitter ready for that.
God,
I don't know. I'm surprised the Blob's still there.
Man, say, man, listen, man, you know, we're chilling out here.
Guess what? Apples don't cost $10 no more. You happy?
Yes.
They get them for free. Good. All you just have to do is just die.
Good.
We're gonna show the X-Men how things are moving. We're gonna show the world how we move. Poor Amelia. I'll just be going from tragedy to tragedy, following men.
Ooh, that's rough.
Yeah. I just like how. Here you go, Trish. It's funny, they dated it. People don't know they dated in comics.
Hey, come on, baby.
No, I didn't mean what I said the first time.
Well, what did you mean?
Beast mistake is going to be different. Oh, you're going to be out here because you actually like us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Would you like that? Remember how we used to be?
Hey, baby.
And meanwhile, here comes Super Cop.
Buddy, you talking about something that I did not expect.
Captain America.
What's up, Super Cop?
And I mean, Captain America has been on X-Men episode, him and Wolverine. And yeah. I like how they bring that up too. Yeah, it's like Garrick out here making us look bad, but we gotta still do things the right way.
The right way, huh?
It's like, yeah. And for people to understand, I know people kind of look sideways at how they depict the Captain America, but the Marvel Comics basically treat the Avengers like cops. So, and the X-Men have been us. So there's precedence to that. Captain yeah. never do that. Yard.
So y'all say.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, ask Tony about how Cap moved.
Bingo.
Yeah, so they're like, you know, a guy we got picked up by somebody. We're trying to figure out where he is. It's just wild, though. We get Captain America with a conversation with Rogue on a cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we are so damn spoiled.
And I don't even think we realized it. That's the whole thing.
Yeah. It could have been better. It could have been a lot worse. Like we found in Mexico City, once you get a thumbs up, we go to Mexico and pick him up. And Rogue was like, I get him. We were waiting for thumbs up. And Captain America, you know, if I got this uniform on going to Mexico, it's going to deliver a message, especially if I'm with one of y'all.
Getting yeah. nasty out there.
Yeah, you know, you used to be friends with us. You still cool? You still come to picnic, Cap?
Nah.
Well, you know, I got it's the optics.
Yo, look right.
She yeeted that shield.
Yo, you know how bad he was about that shit, too?
Go get that shit.
He's like, fuck
it. I gotta wait for jurisdiction.
Like, bitch. He was mad. Oh, good Lord.
Brother, like, war. Did y'all see what happened? We need to hide.
Yeah, man. You know.
Jubilee is like, you want to die, stranger?
Yeah, Jubilee like, man, let's go tell your peeps. Stop playing.
I'm like, you didn't learn nothing.
Don't leave me by myself.
Yeah, he's like, y'all don't look at me like that. Y'all X-Men doing that X-Men shit. Look at you now. Dirt on your face, all your friends dead.
Assed out.
Yeah, I got a plan. I'm all right.
Gucci, baby.
Yeah, look at me, you know how. And guess what? It's easy to look at Sunspot like a coward, but it's kind of like he's looking at like my life is fine. When we step out, we get stepped on. I don't want to get stepped on. It's a lot of people like that.
Yeah.
Jubilee is like, you know, I want them to know. I want them burying a stranger. I like how they made Jubilee a damn militant. Because she already been through it. Oh, poor Callista. Ah, there go your boy Leech. Leech be back. Leech don't die. Leech in heaven now.
Shut up. You know what? You almost got me with this. You almost got me.
And normal people won't be, you know, fears the whole issue. Yeah, everybody started questioning Professor Xavier's, you know, dreams, like begging for your talents for our first mistake. You're like, oh, we need to put a good smile on his face, humans understand.
What?
And they like, you know, y'all, we keep dying. Y'all like, why don't you smile?
Ooh. Nah, that shit get tiresome.
I did not waste any more of your talents. It's like, you know, yeah, I don't need, basically calling you like a lazy ass liberal.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, I know you're going through some stuff, but if you smile about it, maybe it'll help you.
Be smile?
Like, I'm done with all that shit. Everybody like, man, fuck that. Fuck you.
Pretty much.
This episode is basically that. There you go, Garrick out here like a Quentin Tarantino villain. I knew your time was coming. I told you we were going to be asleep.
Oh, what's up?
Like, I don't know trash gas, so I can't help you. Like that shit. Yo, try to read my brain. I'm ready for y'all this time. I've been in the lab.
I've been in the gym.
His wife's keep psychic program work this time. I'm ready. I've been training with Goku.
He was kind of talking kind of heavy.
And Rogue was like, I ain't trying to do all that. I won and I'm going to take it. Oh, booty warrior Rogue. I want you and I'm going to have you.
Mm-hmm.
And like, oh shit. Nimrod. Yeah, leave that alone. He warned you. how you say it's, it got smell horrible.
Yeah, it smell crazy in there.
And all this death. It's like you're not used to people just dying. Dying.
Yeah, this just whole, yeah. Off the, out the paint.
It's been rough time for a few months. It's like, you know, we've been through it all the time. So I kind of like, nah, you in the spare room this time. She was like, you know, I died twice.
Hey.
A cosmic monster.
Our life always going to be crazy.
Yeah. I feel it's my life. A telepath. Madeline! Babe,
the H2O war. Oh, look, who got pulled out? I'm a survivor. What's up?
Oh, ain't the one we wanted. So yeah, so Emma Frost, her secondary mutation. I've always done well under pressure. Like, she was buried under rubble. She still looked damn flawless.
Uh-huh. The old diamond
makeup,
ass.
The makeup on point. Yeah. Uh-huh. You crying because you thought that was the one you wanted.
Hey, my
baby. Give us some time.
Hey, my baby mama. Uh-huh. Oh, I got you still.
Trash was like, I need it. Come get me. I'm sorry.
Help. I beat it.
He said nothing about your nose. So I thought he was going to just use it for a test drive.
Like, this shit got out of hand.
Sister gonna get me back in the plate. He lied. Yeah, somebody named Mr. Sinister lied. I cannot believe it.
Oh, God. What a shocker.
What's John Cena say? They call it Decepticons.
Pretty much.
Ain't that a red flag?
Yo, like, Mr. Sinister got that man hair all out of place, a shadow beard growing. Ain't going through it.
You know, Wolverine is really in the background.
Really in the background.
He just there, but it's like, I got my one line here, bub.
Yeah, like, y'all got all my shit in 92.
I'm waiting for a Wolverine episode. It's just like,
y'all got y'all your episodes from me in 92. Leave me alone.
I got to tell my mama the truth.
I'm a mutant.
Because did my girlfriend shame me into doing it? See, that's why you don't be let no woman level you up.
She was like, about time, because we kind of already knew.
Yeah, our house kept burning down. We put two and two together.
She said she getting that liquor. She was like, thank goodness.
That's probably how Eddie Gordo was living back in the day before we kept fucking Mishimas.
Huh?
Four of our homes caught fire. Four. So it's like, yeah, they wealthy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you think a man saw him? How did he find out? Of course we knew he's a mule. It's just your secret. You want to wait. You respected your wishes. Like, you ready to tell us, you would have told us.
Hey, that's the way it go.
Now keep that shit on the wraps. Oh, you wanted the X-Men. No, that shit was wild. Like, we love you, baby. We just wait for you to come on out. But we know everybody else don't know you like that. So we're going to keep this private. Because, you know, we about to pull out the PS6. We can't mess up the stock options. And the worst part about it is you understand exactly where they're coming from. That's what makes it horrible. Because it seems reasonable until you realize, like, just hide who you really are. To make our lives comfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, this, and here comes the saddest scene in a long ass time. She's like, damn, how long I was out? Day to day, seeing other people, you know, celebrating death. Oh, yeah, they have. whoever made this show, there's multiple people, they're cooking with damn gas.
Oh yeah, they absolutely in that bag.
So I did not want to hear this whole, oh well, they could have did, like, fuck you. I did not want to hear what they could have did better. All green our own way. Like, you ain't gonna talk down to yourself, family. Yeah, I want to say Ro was in her bad voice actress. Kudos to her.
Did your thing. Yeah.
She did not cause Gambit Magneto to be killed. She helped him live. And Ro lost it.
Oof.
And I was watching too, and I was like, ow, like that shit hurt. Because like Rogue is always like, I'm the strongest. I'm always holding stuff up. And then you see Jean there. And it's like, no matter what, we family. See the lovebirds, Wolverine and Morph. And I'm like, bad bitches. Cyclops with that. So I was like, no matter what, they family. Oh, man, you talk about. Now this episode turned. Purple people eater.
They may put on his glasses for him. Uh-huh. I want you to see this.
Basically, nearly ruined my surprise. And the way he voices just so damn creepy. Like, yes, I'm a villain. But I got some riz. Strangling that man.
Yeah, gotta take him out of here. Out the paint.
Out the paint. One of purple people here. Yeah, so that is Bastion, a super sentinel that looked like a human. Now they're in Madripoor. All this stuff I was looking for all the stuff we're going to get in the future. Because now you can just get whatever you want.
Whatever you want.
Sleeping gas. So they find a die soda to get where you need to go.
I was like, man, I don't know if I'm pressing that button. You never know what might happen.
They here already. They're like, we can handle it. It's like they out there in an elevator. Morph just sipping on the soda.
Overthirsty. Wow,
got the team. Nightcrawler with the squad. As it should be.
Yeah, if you say so.
You do not like. Yeah, you still mad about World War II, huh?
Shut your ass up.
That damn German. He ain't my X-Men.
You stupid.
Yeah, so they're trying to figure out what OZT stand for. So they find like this. They see Sentinel technology is just super advanced. They call, why don't you ask Oppenheimer? Yeah, he going through like, I don't want to live.
Let me get out the paint, please.
Oh, because he was afraid of some mutants.
I didn't mean all this. I'm sorry. Yeah. I can't live without the destruction and pain I've caused.
Yes.
I'm not going to turn into a monster.
I will not die a monster, basically. Like, why you expect me to hold my hands with mankind? They've been making moves.
Y'all been out here lacking.
So like Sinister was working behind the paint. Said my designs were cute. Like we gonna update that shit.
Morph like what the fuck?
Who taught Sinister? Yeah, cause Bastion from the future. Bastion like got cheat code. Like, I won't let him make any more monster than he already has. I got guilt. White guilt and bitch.
White guilt. I'm out.
Like, Rogue like chill out.
You know, nah. He ain't going out like
that. Why don't you help us move me out?
Give us some names, baby.
Oh, this is still a shock. What else can you tell? Anything help? I'm sorry. Like, I have nothing. Same sugar. Dropped him.
Yo.
Everybody's like, she let him do shit. I know. She dropped him.
Yeah. Because that maid turned and looked back like, yo.
I didn't mean it. Body thud. She is like, yeah. All right. Gave you what you wanted.
Wait. Bro, what have you done? What have you done?
Like, what we all wanted to do.
We all wanted to do.
Yo. Rogue, what did you do? What did you do, Nightcrawler? You sitting there?
Oh, he took my man. My man.
Yes. Trash is light. You thought it'd be that easy?
Shit.
One hit a quitter.
Yeah, he fucked him up.
With one damn punch. You know how strong Rogue is? Although that kind of made the episode a little bit better. He's like, oh, she just murdered Trash? Like, well, she technically did anyway. So, yes. What's worse than humans making sentinels? Humans becoming sentinels.
Man,
like, all right, is this new?
Yeah, it's your nuts, man. Now
it's like, can you imagine if the Klan could do that?
Oh my god,
we need keep in mind, Trash mops the floor with all of them.
Yeah,
this guy Gene's like, I don't need your help, man. This ain't X-Men 92, this is X-Men 97.
Oh, okay, we'll see how it works for you.
No, before she would have held that one person, she would have been done. She handled herself before she held her head. You get beat up with a man with a lab, you get beat with a man with a lab coat. Like, put down row one. You can't pull out punches. You saw what he did to Rogue? It's like, you know, Morph gonna turn Quicksilver. I'm gonna try to punch you to death. He's like, that's cute. And just because you want to know what type of relationship they have, you saw how Wolverine acted when Morph got punched in the face.
Morph.
My man! Basically. Mutant Neutralon, not Wolverine and Beast out the paint. And Jean. As strong as Jean is. Like, I like how they level up Jean and Storm.
Mm-hmm.
But not enough.
Yeah, because she's got popped.
Yeah. Leave my woman alone. Cyclops is like, enough of this shit. Remember my fear form asked you in the Sahara?
Remember what?
Remember my fear form asked you in the Sahara? Tell me, Orphan, how does it feel to be abandoned by the future?
So.
Who come to save you?
Rumor. Marvel is interested in Keke Palmer playing a big role.
Popping up with the music. Cable. I love his music so much.
Uh-huh.
Who is that? The wild man from Borneo. What are you doing there?
Cable?
You got time for this? Yeah. That little theme he got. He's like, he here for business.
Oh, get out of my head.
You.
It ain't
get
you.
Get out of my head, bitch. It ain't you.
It ain't you. Not you.
Did not hurt.
Nathan? Whatever, Dad.
Yeah, let's get the reunion, Dad. We're on the clock.
Man, it's not swole all up on him.
Yeah, like, yeah, actually, no stop will be a future state. Like, yeah, Sensor ain't in charge. Somebody ahead of him. Sensor mad. Like, you out here telling him the plan.
Yeah, Sensor like, yo.
What about my prize?
I don't like playing Robin, man. This shit ain't cool for me right now.
No, Tussle with Gene Freak gave me research. Called him a blithering fool. Like, should have waited till we roll out to overwhelm them. Next been going that too. Like, don't worry. You know, the villains are old. You out here thinking 90s. You in the future, baby. Say, you've been trying to squash them since 92. It's like, yeah, I was in the lab.
Oh, man, I got this it's shit, like, man. You out here.
Yeah, make you feel any better. It's like, you know, I want to show you something. Professor Xavier, remember him? They say, Kyrie killed Xavier. Oh, they've been selling the world a very big lie. And so have I.
Mm-hmm.
Because like, you know, it's like they've been talking about Gambit. I saw Gambit there. I saw Gambit in the ground. Like, what happened to Magneto? I'm going to play my song, The Purple People Eater. That shit going to be on iTunes. Oh, yes. Magneto alive.
Motherfucker.
This man acts like a Tarantino villain.
Pretty much. That did give that Tarantino vibe.
Yeah, don't, you know, let me give you a shade, baby. Looking kind of sharp. Like Michael, like he Michael Madsen.
I don't know. You want me to take your ear?
Soft this. I'm Wow, open pores. Like smooth, but long you don't resist, long you don't fight back. Everything good to go. Yeah, we ain't had a villain like that before.
Yeah, you know what McNeil thinking. Motherfucker, if I was out these cuffs,
I'll beat your ass.
Pretty much. Untie me, I'll beat your ass.
And now we're going to have a three-part season finale.
Three parts. Whew.
I'm both excited and scared. Like, I'm like, what else going to happen?
Yeah, because, I mean, they've been through the ringer, and we only, what, been through, what, seven episodes?
Yes, and we got three more.
Yeah. So, yes, folks, that was our review of episodes, six and seven?
Six and seven. So how are you enjoying the show so far?
I'm probably my favorite thing Marvel's done outside of the movies.
It is easily the best thing on, like, Disney Plus shows they have done. And it's the best thing they've done, including the movies, in a long-ass time. Because they could have just did nostalgia stuff. They could have just, like, brought it back.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, if we were fine, we've been content with it. They're like, no, we're going to bring it back. We're going to adapt it. We're going to make it adult. We're going to match it to the times we have. We're going to make it better. We're going to do all the stuff that we couldn't do in 92 because we got more money. We got more tools. We got more licensing. And it's just so damn amazing. And it's for the people that's, well, oh, they could have dragged stuff out. They could have did this and that. Man, fuck you.
Why are they only doing 10 episodes? They could do like 15, 16.
I'm like, fuck you. We shouldn't even have. That's when I really noticed that. Because I know we have, like, and it's more my disgust for critics sometimes because they just focus on what we don't have. And they always, some people just want to be contrarians just to stand out. And this show not perfect. You can, it's criticism of the show, but to act like this show is not excellent or like this show is basically a miracle. Like, what are we doing? Just lying to lies. Like, you talk about all the stuff they could have done without establishing or ignoring all the things that it is. Like, this is an excellent, this is the way to do reboots or renewals of in the future. Like, making it, like, taking the foundation of what you have and making it better. And they made it a lot better. And it's awesome. Because you got people waking up 3 in the morning to watch a cartoon. You got people on the timeline talking about, looking, you know, looking for details, looking for clues, looking for Easter eggs, figuring out where it's going to go. And then comparing to, like, oh, David's talking about stuff in episode 1 and 2. And then the payoff in 6 and 7. When the last time you had that for a cartoon?
Yeah, it's been a while.
Like, it's just amazing, like, how awesome this show is, and it just came out, and it's like, and I know something's great, because soon the episode's over, like, I gotta wait a whole week.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, and those last 3 episodes gonna be like that, like, but I'm glad it's like they dropping it weekly, because it would've been the worst thing, because you drop it all at once, it'd've been overload, and then it wouldn't hit the same. Now it's like, you get to talk about it, you get to discuss it.
You get to sit with it.
Yeah, you know, and stuff like the space between episode 5 and episode 7 is like, it really hit. Like, having that break with 6 is like, worked, because by the time you got to 7, it's like, oh, they going through it. Like, you felt Rogue's pain. You wouldn't have felt the same if you watched 5, 6, and 7 back to back to back while eating a bowl of cereal. It's kind of like, it would have just like, ran through you. Like, warm-ass Kool-Aid. So, I am loving this show so much. I'm looking forward to seeing the last 3 episodes. I'm looking forward to season 2. And I'm glad how it's people reminded people like, yes, the X-Men were the premier Marvel team for a long-ass time. And they're showing why they were the premier Marvel team. And it's just more people reading the comics. I've been reading comics more. I know you've been buying comics more. People been talking about the comics. And it's like, it's no coincidence. Like, it's perfect that this is dropping right before Deadpool and Wolverine comes out.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Man, like, they've been dropping hints. Like, Feige ain't no dummy. Like, they've been dropping hints like, yes, we know the X-Men are a big deal. We know y'all love the X-Men. And keep in mind, he has been dealing with Marvel movies since the first X-Men movie. He was there in the trenches way before Iron Man was a thing. So if anybody going to make sure the X-Men is done right, it's going to be him. But as we said before, I do not want to be the person that's direct that first X-Men. I mean, because it's just a whole bunch of pressure. I mean, if you get it right, you're a king for life. But especially seeing this and just those expectations, like everyone loved the X-Men. Now you can see what the X-Men really can be. Mm-hmm. And as we said before, I've always thought the X-Men was better as a show than a movie just because there's so many of them. But of course you're going to have a movie and you can do a movie, but oof. They're going to take your time. Do not rush the FX. Do not rush, you know, the CGI. Do not rush the casting. But of course, I don't need to tell them that they're professionals. They know what they're doing. But good luck to them. I'm looking forward to the next week episode.
Absolutely. Me too.
Yeah. Shout out to Theo James. He plays an awesome, creepy-ass villain. Because he was saying, like, oh, yeah, I play a voice. They're like, you going to be Captain America? He's like, you're going to have to tune in to find out.
Like, y'all, well, wait.
I'm still laughing at Captain America. Like, yeah, I would help you, but you know I can't be out here helping y'all. Basically kind of like y'all like the Black Panthers right now. And I'm still getting my government checks. So, you know what I'm saying? Kind of. It's election year. So maybe we wait till I get my permit. Oh, like, get the fuck out of my face. And take that shit with you. And Twitter like, Chap ain't like that. He from Irish immigrants. He been down for the cause. And like, if he what? All right.
If you say nice. So.
If you want to feel that way, you go ahead and feel that way. I have read enough X-Men comics, especially one dealing with the Avengers, to kind of like, they treat the Avengers like cops in Marvel Comics. And they always have. Like, you are the premier police force. You know, you are heroes. You are Earth's mightiest heroes. X-Men always been on the damn run, more or less. Or even when the government help is kind of like, you know, it's the flavor of the month. We kind of help y'all with caveats. Because people have talked about how you establish mutants in the MCU. Wouldn't it feel weird to hate mutants when you've seen aliens and stuff like that? I'm like, that's the point. That's the exact point. Because somebody can see Thor and Hulk and get autographs. You see Gene and you ready to burn a cross on the lawn. And it make no damn sense except for it's mutants. That's enough. I hate you because you're different. Well, if Thor different, that's different, different.
Oh, that's different, different.
That's different, different. Yeah. People will justify anything. It's like you trying to tell me you cool with Vision, a talking deaf robot just because he got a cardigan on, but you see Beast, he's like, nah, I don't know about that. I don't want him in my HOA. Like, man, get out of my face. But that's how it's always been in the comic books. That's why whenever it's been like, big stuff happening in Marvel, X-Men, a lot of times, like, you know, remember Civil War? Know what the X-Men was like? Say now, that's a white man. That's white people, white man problems. Y'all handle that. We are neutral. We take no sides. When y'all work that shit out, y'all let us know. Because we remember how it was when the Onslaught came in, how y'all threw us all under the bus, and how y'all normally act like that. Now, all of a sudden, Iron Man wants y'all to get y'all registered. Oh, you going to help us? Be up in our house, Professor Xavier got the mortgage paid. Let us know when y'all done.
Yeah, there you go.
As it should be. And before we wrap up, yes, I am liking Cyclops' progression. Like, this has been the biggest blow up for Cyclops' character ever.
Which was much needed, especially for folks who don't really read the comics.
Yes. A lot of people are like, Cyclops? Like, no, Cyclops been like this for a long time, but if you only know X, not even from the cartoon, if you only know X-Men from watching the movies, you have no idea. They did Cyclops so damn dirty.
They did.
And it's like, and it's not, I mean, partly that fault. And then what really happened is, same thing happened in comics, it became the Wolverine show. And as we talked about, it has not become the Wolverine show in this. If it's anything, it's a team effort, but it's really Cyclops Storm-based. It's been the two pushing characters, so Cyclops kind of like figuring out the dream on my own and being realistic about stuff, because he is, as you've seen with all of them, especially him, is like, y'all talking this dumb shit. Like, we are dying. And y'all keep telling us, like, y'all need to do this, y'all need to act like this, y'all need to wait it out. Like, no, fuck that. I'm taking care of my kind. While juggling this whole marital issues. Look, Jean, she looked like you. She smelled like that's the mother of my child. Of course I'm gonna act like that. And then everybody called, like, everybody getting mad at him. But I like Cyclops. I like all of them.
Yeah, over the years, I've liked Cyclops a lot more.
Yeah, because he's, like, flawed, you know, and, yeah, I really kind of, like, he read people for filth. Like, you saw how he talked to Fantastic Four, like, you know, with Franklin ready to get his real people, he could come here and we'll keep a door open.
Man, that was, like, my favorite thing that, when that had dropped, that was, like, my favorite Cyclops line.
Yeah, so, you know, tell me we had the door open. Unlike you, remember our kind. Oh, it is wild seeing the interaction. I guess we could wrap up with that because the Fantastic Four are going to be a thing too. And it's funny how Fantastic Four movies is going to be in like an alternate universe. Not Earth 616.
Oh, I didn't know. It's trying to stay away from all that stuff. Okay, I didn't know that.
I mean, they already said it would. And that's led people to figure out how the movie going to turn out. I'm not going to read. Basically kind of like, they fight Galactus and lose and end up here. But we'll see. But it's kind of like, if you want to tell your own story, keep it and not be tied down to lore, that's one way you're doing it. But it's funny how, like, your Fantastic Four has been like, they were like, you know, Marvel's first family. But then they got a child that's a mutant. So that's always been it's always been kind of like a tricky point thing where it's like, you know, Franklin is, you know, my son. From them people I don't know about. And Cyclops is like, we accept all mutants. We family here. We don't judge like you. And meanwhile, Dr. Doom out here just smirking. Dr. Doom be looking at mutants like, y'all ain't even getting y'all gifts. Y'all got them by lottery. And y'all be out here talking with y'all chest all out. But not you, Storm. You bae. You different than that. I respect you. I'm talking about the rest of you bozos. And I'm wondering, because they have talked about how much, like, they want to stay up, like, a Marvel animated universe, and of course they keep bringing up Spider-Man. They brought up Iron Man, Fantastic Four. I'm wondering how deep the rabbit hole they'll go.
Me too. It's going to be interesting to see.
I mean, because you can do it. And it's like, you can do whatever you want if you got the time and money for it. They definitely got the audience for it.
And I'm always down for a more unhinged Peter Parker.
Look, I know people talk about Spider-Man. He need, like, that shit is like, Mary Jane just gone? We're going to find her one day. Like, imagine watching Spider-Man season one, and then somebody told you that's how it ends.
Yeah, it's kind of rough.
Captain America lost in space and time somewhere. Mary Jane, you thought was your woman, you was dating a water puddle.
No!
Oh, that was talking about time. You know, if you grew up watching Spider-Man, both the cartoon and the movies, and you're a man, you learn some horrible lessons as far as relationships. That's why you wonder why men are so damn toxic.
I knew you would be there for me.
What are you doing, Mary Jane? I had to prove that no matter what happened, I would be there. Why don't you ask Gwen about that?
Exactly. Like, what are we doing?
And it's like, I guess we rack up as they... It's funny, we talked about, because we did the Spider-Man movies for the show, and they've been releasing them like for a day or like a week in a movie theater, and now all of a sudden y'all like the Spider-Man movies again. Oh, they don't do it like this no more. It's just amazing. Think about how great Sam Raimi is. Now I'm just rolling my eyes so much, because it was not that long ago. I remember y'all was acting like those movies was overrated.
Mm-hmm.
And me and Jeff and I used to talk about that all the time. It's like, when we talked about that when we did the movie.
Yeah.
Because the movie was always awesome.
Oh, y'all were definitely into the new Spider-Man. Yeah. It's way better than. Oh,
actually, okay. Andrew Garfield. That's how I really do it. You don't know. It's funny how it turned, because since y'all like the MCU right now, now y'all don't like Tom Holland's Spider-Mans. And also, like, y'all won't put Sam Raimi's back on the pedestal. Guess what? You can like all of them. As they said, why I have to tear down, if I got to tear down something to make something else look better, then how good is it really? It's like, yes, those movies were awesome. They always were awesome. They age, some goofy stuff that aged poorly. A lot of stuff aged well. But we don't have to, but just because it's back in the news now, you want to act all brand new? Remember how y'all, you ain't got to act brand new. Just say I miss it.
Yeah, that's all. I made a mistake. You know what? I really did enjoy these movies. Ain't nothing wrong with that. We all grow. We all learn.
And I know it's like people be having this whole, y'all don't like the MCU, right? Because guess what? It's going to be real funny. I want to say, not even this year, like next year it's like, oh, MCU, I always knew they was gonna be back. I can't wait to hear that.
Oh yeah, you know it's coming.
Cause that way we can stop acting like, oh, you know, really that Fantastic Four movies, that was peak comic. I heard somebody say peak comic book time was like between 98 and 2007.
Oh, okay.
Where it's like, yeah, they just did movies. They had to worry about franchise and stuff linking. And it's like, you had the two Blade movies, the Spider-Man movies, the first two X-Men movies, and, you know, Daredevil and Ghost Rider. I'm like, yo.
If that's what you believe, God bless. That's all, I'll leave it at that.
Well, I'll tell you, like, all of a sudden you're going to be like, oh, yeah, actually Elektra was a good movie. You want to tell me that now? Y'all just, like, League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, it's underrated. Look. No. Sean Connery retired because of that damn movie. I watched that movie, and it's a guilty movie. That is not a good movie. It's some fun to be had from that movie. It is not a good movie. We don't need to pretend that it's a good movie. Like, that's what we need to stop doing. Taking this trash and elevating it and trying to pretend, well, in hindsight, it was like, no. You could just say, I like plenty of bad movies. And I never pretend to say they're good movies. You don't got to lie. Like, who you lie pretending for? You don't like new stuff. Like, it's just, you know, because all of a sudden, like, you know, they doing Mission Impossible. Well, you know, the first one, actually, I know y'all talking about the other one, but that first one when the fish tank blew up, and I'm like, all right, man.
Okay. Well,
if that's what you want to do, this it was always better back in the day, I ain't going to stop you.
Ain't going to stop you at all. But let's get up out of here. So we will be back with, I don't know how we're going to do it. Do we do all the last three episodes in one, or do we just do what we've been doing? We play it by ear, I guess.
I mean, it's okay. It's part of us is like, we can just wait for all three to drop.
Right.
And then do it that way. Yeah, let's just do it that way.
Yeah, I think it'd be easier to talk about. And we ain't got to wait. But yeah, so next time you hear from us, we will just wrap it up with 8, 9, and 10. So until then, y'all be safe out there. If you want to follow us on our socials, you can follow Shahid on Twitter, Philly_drugs, me, Jeff versus the World. Also, if you listen to Hood Classics, remember, next week we will be doing Warrior, which is on Netflix. Until then, y'all stay safe out there. Peace.
Peace.